Okay, this is just a very quick post to say that I managed to get my post that was previously banned from the app by Apple reinstated by changing its name. It was called At The Cock In, which they refused to show. So I went to the website, changed the name. I don't think it automatically went back into my feed on the app. I actually contacted Audioboom again. Said, I've changed the name, is it possible to have it to show in the app now? And I just looked and it's there, so that's good. I renamed it A Meal at the Pub Up the Hill, because I didn't know where else to put A Meal at the C star 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 in. I thought, I'm not going to even go there. I just call it A Meal at the Pub at the Top of the Hill. Meal at the Top, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, it's there. If anyone's particularly interested, I'm quite pleased it's there, because if I want to listen to it, which I might do at some point, I haven't got to go to the website. The other thing I asked them, which I haven't had a response to yet, and I don't think it's going to come anytime soon, but I really think they ought to do this, because there's been a new update yesterday, so, and it's not included in that as far as I can see, is that when you delete something from your what I would call sent items, you know what I mean, if you delete something, can it say, are you sure you want to delete this post? Because I accidentally deleted one of my posts from the holiday, which I really wanted to keep, because I picked up my phone when I was on the bed somehow, and my arm leant against it, delete, it was gone. So it's so easy to do by accident, I found, and then it's gone. Now, the one thing I did notice in the new update is I did a test. I just did a very quick post, which I intended to delete straight away, just on the off chance that they may have incorporated this already. Because it can be done, I'm sure, because if you accidentally hit log out, it says, are you sure you want to log out of your account? So I can't see why they can't say, are you sure you want to delete this post? Because most things do give you a chance. You know, on Facebook, if you delete something, even, you know, if you delete an app off the phone. Anyway, it did delete it without asking me, but I still see it in my feed. So I don't know whether now, if you delete something off your phone, it doesn't go from your feed. It might just go from the phone. That's something I'm not sure about. That might be something new. I looked on, before I installed the new app, I looked on there to see what's new, and it just said fixes bugs and stuff. So it didn't say anything about that. Maybe I just didn't look properly, but... Mammy, stop it! Yeah, so as far as I can see, that's still on there, even though I deleted it off the phone, which would be better in a way. I mean, if you want to do, I mean, I would like it so that you can delete things from the phone completely, but with a safety net. But in a way, I suppose it's quite nice to think that if you accidentally delete it, it hasn't gone completely. It may not show on your phone anymore, but it's there. I will have a look in a minute and see if it's in my feed still, you know, because it's certainly not in the sent bit where I've posted stuff, the live thing. Okay, it would appear that when you delete something now, it goes from your phone. It doesn't go from entirely, because it's still on my, you know, if I look at my profile, the post testing the new update is still there, but it's gone from the phone. So that answers that question. I thought of something else then. Oh, yeah, my battery. I've noticed the last week, my phone is about 6 months old. iPhone 6. And I've noticed the past week that the battery seems to be going incredibly fast. I have no idea why. I thought it was when we were away, because the Wi-Fi was so bad that it was constantly trying to connect to it all the time. And it was running the battery down, taking the power. But since I've come home... it just goes incredibly quickly, and I'm not very happy about it. You know, I think I might have to go into the Apple shop and see if they can test it. I wouldn't think it's the charger, because if it was the charger, it wouldn't be charging it, would it? And it does say like 100% battery power, and it's not lasting even a day. It's like yesterday, I plugged it in overnight. It was at 100% in the morning, and then, you know, even I think I unplugged it about 10 o'clock in the morning or something when I woke up, because I didn't go to sleep till 4. I'm back to that again now. And by 3 o'clock, it was saying 20% battery, and that was exceptional. Since then, it hasn't been that bad, but it's not that good either, and I've closed any extraneous apps that I can see that are open. I haven't got loads of apps open. I just think surely the battery's not wearing out already. I mean, the batteries for these iPhones aren't that great anyway. Surely they should last a bit longer than 6 months. Anyway, that's my gripe for the day, and I better go and charge it now. Anyway, speak to you all soon.